The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. Today was a good day.
That was a good day.
It's a good day with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. It's a Thursday, which should be opening day, but dumb Philadelphia, dumb weather, and dumb Kincaid. It always comes back to a former coworker and blaming him. Chuck and Chernoff are on the FAN during our 2 o'clock hour, which is all brought to us by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast premier home exterior solution. It's quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co. Let's also find out who the Good Day segment's brought to us by.
Make your next vehicle purchase quick, easy, and convenient with a Jim Ellis Expressway at jimellis.com. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
All right, before we get to the baseball, and there will be a ton of other action around the bigs today, everybody but the Braves and the Phillies and the loser Mets and the Brewers will be playing today. It is Sweet 16 hoops action tonight, which we will discuss. We'll also get into some more of the offseason Falcon conversation, all of it after we do a top story. Now, I don't mean to make this a very serious story, but this is a big deal. Chuck, are you sitting down?
Will be for most of the day.
I think the audience better sit down, too, because billions of years from now, the Earth will have a 30-hour day due to the interplay of gravity between Earth and the moon. That's our top story. So if you've ever said there are just not enough hours in the day, well, a few billion years from now, you'll be able to finally get 30 hours. Okay. And I'll still only sleep 5 hours a night. Again, that's our top story. Let's begin with our headlines brought to us by...
Brought to you by the Cheez-inator.
Such a good product, has to have a great tagline.
I love cheese.
That's a wonderful tag. It is. Actually, our headlines are delivered by our very own Extra 106.3 FM, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk radio station. They're right down the hall. And you can listen anytime throughout the day on the Extra app starting
Tommy.
In the morning. Please. Starting in the morning with the Morning Extra with Tug Rhino and Carlos, all the way through the afternoon with the Kimmer Semper Fi. This season, Chuck, if you're ever thinking of maybe making a roadie, you want to go to Minnesota to see the Twins, you can now sit in the dock, which is an exclusive boat-themed section right beyond the right field wall. You'll get 12 tickets per group, so you and your closest friends, $30 food and drink credit, lakeside-themed menu, packages start around $1,200. Sounds fun.
I would like to know about the menu items. Are we fish and chips? Are we offering some haddock there? What are they giving me?
I don't know. We got to take a deeper dive, but it's an option. If you want to find out, I'm sure one of their customer service reps would be happy to help you if you need it. I have a breakdown of Will Smith, the catcher for the Dodgers who signed his new deal. So I told you yesterday, Will Smith of the Dodgers signed a 10-year, $140 million extension.
Span.
So he gets a $30 million signing bonus like it's the NFL. In 2024, he's going to make $13 million, and then he'll make $13 million the next 3 years. Then from 2028 to 2033, he drops to $9.5 million. The deferrals, $5 million per season, will be paid out annually between 2034 and 2043. The Dodgers are working the bleeping system to mess with the CBT. I don't know what the league can do about it. They're playing by the rules. They're staying below that second threshold of the tax, and the repercussions are strong. They're doing what any other team can do. They're just convincing their players to let them go do it.
Yeah, and it's all about present-day value. So you look at the Ohtani thing, you say, oh, the present-day value is not 700, it's only 475 or so. Okay, well, still, it allows them the maneuverability to do this. And I got to tell you, it's become a more normal thing now, like still not everybody. There are signing bonuses in baseball now. It's never crazy. Have been.
Well, Teams are finding a way to creative.
When you were drafted, like when you signed your first contract, that was different. Mm-hmm. But like free agents, 8 years or 6 years or 5 years, they would divide it up and say, all right, you get paid during the season. See you then.
ESPN is among many of the networks, and the word here is aggressively pursuing former Eagle center Jason Kelce to be a part of their football coverage. In this case, ESPN's trying to make a big push to have him join their Monday Night Football pregame. Word is that would push out RG3. So no word if that's going to happen yet because Amazon's pushing, NBC's pushing. Kelce is the one everybody wants to grab this offseason.
Don't mean to be a hater. I don't think I am. Do you enjoy RG3's product? I do not.
It's fine. I mean, it's not.
I don't think I'm a college or NFL.
So there are very few guys that I'm like, oh, gosh, it's so great or it's so bad. He's mid. It's fine. Mm. He thinks I'm mid, too, so we're fine. He's very energetic. I think he tries the energy a little too much.
That's what it is. Just kind of be yourself, man.
News came out earlier in the week. The NFL is planning to have Christmas games again this season. Do you know why that's interesting? Not because we're going to have football on Christmas. Football on Christmas on a Wednesday. Christmas happens on a Wednesday, which means, and this has been the idea spitballed, whoever plays on Christmas will have played on the Saturday the week before. In other words, you all played not 4 days. You'll played Saturday the week before, and they'll try to sort of work the schedule where everybody gets that extra day or that extra time, where that's where your bye will be worked in because you'll be playing midweek in December.
Black Friday, yeah, that has been yours, college football. Christmas Day, that has been yours, NBA. I don't know. They're going to figure out a way, like July 13th, that has been yours, Major League Baseball, for the All-Star Game. Like they're going to schedule a playoff game on a Tuesday in July somehow. All these days that we have set aside, the NFL's like, yeah, F that.
Funny you said that. The NFL now has games scheduled on every day of the week except Tuesday this fall. And if they can figure out some special Tuesday night Titans, they'll do it.
Oh, yeah. They'll Mac, y'all thought you had Tuesdays? Not any longer.
If they could add another TV partner, whoever that would be, Hulu jumps in. They're like,
we want the short on a peacock.
We want the exclusive Hulu Tuesday night. That'll be their entry into doing that. Now, you heard Chris Mad Dog Russo there. Not a fan of the peacock. Well, he was set off again. Because he maybe didn't hear this at the time. He had just learned while he was doing First Take that the Peacock was going to be the exclusive home to the season opener on Friday night after the Thursday night game on NBC featuring the Eagles, and he wasn't too happy about it.
They got to play the first opening game of the year with the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo on Peacock. I mean, come on. It's hard to get Peacock. I don't want to get Peacock. I want to watch the game.
You're right.
Give me Buck and Aikman. Give me the CBS crew. Brady's going to do it. Give me something. Don't put the Eagles 9,000 miles away and then put them on a cable thing on Peacock, which you got to subscribe to so NBC can make more money. And then Amazon Prime Time, you're going to see about this in the middle of December or January. They got a wild card game, Amazon Prime Video, which means you can't switch with the remotes. You're stuck with the Amazon thing. I know the NFL prints money. I understand how big they are. But, boy, this gets obscene. Obscene!
Broadcast it normal.
So great.
Like, at the very beginning of
all
of that.
I can't wait, the remote! The remotes!
I don't want to get beat up.
He said something about broadcast it normal.
Obscene!
He's a gem.
I will tell you, I turn my TV on, and the first thing it does, it says, do you want some of these options? And all you have to do is just, like, move it over and say yes. Just like it, if it asked you for CBS or if it asked you to go to Amazon.
Obscene!
It just kind of comes up. It's there. I don't know how, but it's there.
Yeah. Matt Ryan, who has been in the broadcast booth for a year, which means he's not playing football anymore, meaning he's retired. Well, not officially. Matt was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, and I guess he finally tipped his hand about his future.
I'm really happy doing what I'm doing. I think the calendar year, the league calendar year, is going to change, and you know, maybe something will come in the next couple of weeks.
Something will come as far as retiring, or something will come as far as you're like playing for a team.
Yeah. I think as far as retirement.
Okay. Well, that will be. I'd like to see you. I was going to pitch Vegas to you. I think Vegas would be a nice little destination for Matt Ryan.
It wouldn't be the first time I got pitched on it, but that was a long time ago. I'm comfortable with what I'm doing now, and. Excited about calling games.
I asked Hadley Engelhardt, our agent, about this yesterday, and I said, well, what's the reason to officially retire? As I said, is it for insurance purposes, logistics? He said, it's like checking out of a hotel. Nobody does it anymore. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything. The last game you play is how they will judge if you're a Hall of Fame candidate. That's the only clock. So Matt played his last game with the Colts, whatever day that was. That's the clock beginning his Hall of Fame. Other than that, there's not one bit of advantage to retiring officially.
And we don't
know. It's kind of a look at me moment.
It is. Yeah. I would like to shine the light on me, and I signed a one-day contract with the Chargers, and now I'm going to retire.
And you might earn that. That's good.
So he said it was not the first time it came up. I wonder if, like, his agent is somebody. Matt, don't say no. Just listen. You got two words. Vegas Raiders. Matt, don't say no. Like, is his agent one of those?
You know? I'm sure he's got a bunch of calls where the agent's like, I got a call from this team. What do you think? You know, the Seahawks called, the Raiders called, the whomever, just to see.
Matt, don't say no. Fisheries in Louisiana. It's a great investment. Don't say no.
That, I'm not sure his agent maybe called. He might have had a financial. So maybe, I don't know. I don't know that. So have you heard any of LeBron James and J.J. Redick's new podcast, Mind the Game? It's doing very well, as you would imagine. Anything LeBron does gets big numbers. Well, J.J. and LeBron were discussing whether or not Bron can still bring it every night at this age, like he did when he was younger. Take a listen to the back and forth.
Are you able to do that on a nightly basis, though? Like, take that matchup. It's asking a lot, LeBron.
At 39, I think I saw it the other day. I think I have, like, 70,000 minutes. I was explaining to my wife the other day. She asked me, how am I feeling when I came home after a game? I said, babe, just imagine buying a 2003 Escalade, and it's 2024, and you never change the tires. So rub my feet, please.
Better reference, honey. Imagine you bought that 2003 Kia Sorento. Toyota Tercelli's like that Escalade from 03. But he has logged that many minutes that he knows 39, 40-year-old version of LeBron has to be able to pick his spots. He has to be able to pick his spots, I said. Yes, I did.
Can I do it every night? I don't want to say I could do it for a whole game. I mean, I can't. I'll take the challenge. For sure. But that's just, I'm a competitor. Yeah. I was born that way. I was taught that way. I'll die on the court because I just love it so much. Am I being realistic? I got to pick my spots. Definitely got to pick my spots.
Okay, LeBron said when I got home, that's in Southern California wherever he lives, to his home there, his house, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
Okay. At 10:15, when he went through the whole thing and then finished with it, now rub my feet. There is someone on property, professional, 24/7, for whatever LeBron wants to eat, for if he needs a massage, if he needs somebody to run to the store. Like, there's nothing for the wife to do on
him. He was making a thing.
Okay.
He was doing a thing.
If he wanted something, like, somebody's there.
He's like, listen.
I know he was making a joke, but.
Baby doll, listen. Daddy's tired. Okay? Rub daddy's feet. You like this nice house you live in? Daddy did that.
I understand.
Daddy did that for you. So if you want to make daddy
feel so much,
right? You want to make daddy feel nice. You rub daddy's bunions.
Just saying, like if he wants scallops,
yeah, he's fine.
And a shoulder massage.
I don't think he's going to make her go to the kitchen to go do it. They have somebody on staff, I would think.
And the latest Baseball Weekly, and it's out. So run to the QT.
Right. You're familiar with Sage Steele, formerly of ESPN.
Yeah, she gets attention for comments sometimes.
What a way to say it. She does. She's a bit of a poopster, and she likes that, and that's fine. That's okay.
Chuck makes it political.
Sage has a new podcast out, and I didn't know this until I saw this clip, so maybe this is a big win for her, even as awkward as this is. So let me paint the picture. Sage is sitting down with UFC head honcho Dana White. Her first podcast, Chuck, she's talking with the UFC head honcho Dana White.
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
Joe Rogan, Dana White. What's Dana White's dream?
Oh, snap! No!
Did you think I was Joe Rogan?
I totally did.
She just called me f***ing Joe Rogan. Oh. You thought I was f***ing Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I thought you were Joe Rogan.
I was bald before Joe was ever bald.
Okay. I know.
Just did a two-hour f***ing podcast. Oh. I flew here from Vegas, and she thought she was interviewing Joe Rogan.
Jesus.
So awkward, man. Watching it's even worse because it came out of her mouth, and he looks at her and is like, why would I know Joe Rogan's dream? Because she looked at him for a second and blanked. And she thought the relationship, Dana, and she didn't think it was Joe Rogan, but she had that line blank where you're like, what is Joe? I mean, Dana. Oh, it was awkward. And then Dana didn't have any issue just rolling back the bus right over again. What'd you think of that? Was that fun?
No. Why are you laughing and smiling?
I mean, it's so awkwardly wonderful.
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
Yeah, he's like, what if he goes, I want a beachfront property. I don't know. It's now been 444 days since anybody around here thought it was a good idea to win a championship.
This is ruining a perfectly good day when I just washed my car.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.